800-337-8179. 800-337-8179. Call now.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular...
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Desperate to live, Palestinians stormed a UN World Food Program warehouse today, some tearing pieces of metal off the walls trying to get inside to feed starving families. The heartbreaking scenes leading Palestine's UN ambassador to break down.
The images of mothers embracing their motionless bodies, caressing their hair, talking to them, apologizing to them. It's unbearable. How could anyone?
A new strain of COVID is showing up in airport screenings of international travelers who are arriving in California, Washington State, Virginia, and New York. The World Health Organization says there's no reason for alarm. It's not necessarily more dangerous. Twisters could hit parts of Colorado, Kansas, and Oklahoma through 10 p.m. This is ABC News. A double whammy for the folks of North Carolina, first devastated by a tropical storm in the fall, now being denied FEMA funding by the Trump administration. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein appealed the decision last month. FEMA's acting administrator responds that after a careful and thorough review, 6 more months of full federal funding for the Helene cleanup is, quote, not warranted. States typically pick up 25% of the cost of debris removal and other emergency measures, while the federal government pays 3/4 of the cost. Former President Biden granted North Carolina a 100% federal cost share after the storm.
Devin LaBella is a stunt performer. She's suing Kevin Costner and the production company of his movie Horizon 2, an American saga, saying she was put into an unscripted rape scene, not given proper warning. She's hoping to call out Hollywood executives on the impacts of sexually explicit and violent scenes on Hollywood performers. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated showers this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a pop-up storm and highs in the mid-70s. Heating up into the 80s for Friday and this weekend. Lots of sunshine and it stays dry. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 55 right now.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Senator Tammy Baldwin says President Trump's trade and tariff policies are chaotic and harmful.
I think what Congress wants to see is an end to these erratic and chaotic announcements.
The Wisconsin Democrat commenting during a tour of Peck Family Farms in Chippewa Falls on Wednesday. One Wisconsin speller advancing to tonight's semifinals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, 12-year-old Ethan Robert of New Berlin.
Metonym. M-E-T-A-N-Y-M. Metonym.
That is correct.
Ethan joins 56 other spellers in tonight's semifinals round in National Harbor, Maryland. In Milwaukee County, the trial is underway for Maxwell Anderson in the murder and dismemberment of 19-year-old Shade Robinson in April of 2024.
Celebrate summer and save big at Fleet Farm's Memorial Day Savings Event. 24 packs of our bottled water are now only $2.99. Online liquid pool shock 4 packs are $14.99. And a 32-quart Plano frost cooler is just $99.99. Plus, all active military and vets are invited to save an additional 10%, May 22nd through the 26th. Whatever you need, we've got the best prices guaranteed. And find even more deals in our weekly ad at fleetfarm.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on contracting with HeyGov to process online forms and payments, and a possible time change to the start time of City Council meetings. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. It will also be live streamed on the WRDN website. The case against a man who allegedly led Eau Claire police on a destructive pursuit continues. Reports say that 41-year-old Nathan Stevens led officers in the April chase that resulted in damage to seven police vehicles. Charges against Stevens include recklessly endangering safety. In court Tuesday, the defendant stated that he has been unable to acquire an attorney. A new court date has been set for June 10th. Farmers in western Wisconsin may be eligible for financial help through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Applications for the specialty crop block grants are now being accepted. Grants range in value from $10,000 to $100,000. More details can be found at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture's website. A Rochester teen accused of shooting a 17-year-old girl in the face is expected to appear in court in July. Jaden Scott has been charged with assault, terroristic threats, and carrying a weapon in a public place. Police say the 18-year-old defendant shot the victim last Saturday at Silver Lake Park. The girl has survived the shooting. Scott is currently free on bail with conditions that include no assault or threatening behavior. His next court date is July 9th. Mandatory milk testing is now underway in Wisconsin. Wisconsin agriculture officials launched the program last week in an effort to monitor the bird flu and the potential impact on dairy cattle. Experts are planning to collect one milk sample from each of the state's dairy farms every month. There have not been any avian flu infections in Wisconsin cattle that have been reported so far. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The Mondovi City Council has approved changes to hours at City Hall. At last night's council meeting, City Administrator Lachen requested the change in hours, citing a lack of residents using City Hall on Friday afternoons. Lachen requested the new hours be from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday and from 7 a.m. to noon on Fridays. Residents still needing services afternoon on Fridays could also make an appointment. The council approved the proposal pending approval by Mayor Weiss. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern Railroad will begin night work on the rail corridor in Wabasha County along Highway 61 in the coming weeks. Crews will be replacing railroad ties and track and reinstalling grade crossings on roads that intersect the line. County residents that live near the tracks should expect track maintenance machines to generate noise and light during the overnight hours. That maintenance is expected to last into mid-July. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department is investigating a hit-and-run accident near Bloomer. Security cameras show a driver crashing into the Val's Place Bar near Highway 64 and 124 a little after 12 a.m. on Tuesday, then driving off. No one was hurt, but the business is closed for now. The Winona County Sheriff's Department and Crime Stoppers are offering a monetary reward for anyone with information on a drive-by shooting that occurred on Saturday. According to the Sheriff's Department, the shooting happened at around 11:30 p.m. on Main Street in Rolling Stone when someone in a passing vehicle fired shots at a house. Two other homes on Main Street were also struck by gunfire, as well as another home on Speltz's Drive. The suspect vehicle is described as a darker colored SUV. The Sheriff's Department is seeking information on the incidents, and Crime Stoppers are now offering a reward of $500 for information leading to the identification and arrest of the person or persons involved in the incident. You're listening to WRDN News.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Milwaukee County War Memorial Center is looking to secure state dollars to make up for an upcoming funding cut. Trustees with the center say 20% of their current budget is paid by the county, but that agreement expires in 2033. The facility's operators have successfully lobbied state lawmakers to introduce a bill that would provide them with $9 million from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. The funding would be matched by private donations, giving the War Memorial Center a total of $18 million for their preservation fund. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Ugh, I gotta get business cards printed for my entire staff, but where do I even?
That was easy.
Oh, okay, Staples. But can I have bigger stuff printed too, like huge signs and banners?
That was easy.
Nice. And what if I had to ship a package?
That was easy.
Have my passport photo taken?
That was easy.
Coffee and snacks?
That was easy.
What about the latest laptops?
That was easy.
Earbuds and headphones?
That was easy.
Office chairs?
That was easy.
I think I also need to get some Staples.
Seriously?
I had to ask.
For everything your business needs to get the job done.
Staples. That was easy.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Appeals panel rules on RFK penalty. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
They were so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The National Motorsports Appeals Panel has reviewed an L1 penalty issued to NASCAR Cup Series driver Chris Buescher, crew chief Scott Graves, and RFK Racing. The panel concluded that the appellant violated part of the rules in the notice, but not all. The penalty has been reassessed to the loss of 30 championship points from 60, but the rest of the penalty remains, with a loss of 5 playoff points, 2 race crew chief suspension, and a $75,000 fine. The panel concluded that NASCAR had met its burden of proof regarding the reinforcement of the front bumper cover, but not the trimming of the exhaust panel cover. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The brooms are out in Milwaukee today, where the Brewers got a 10th inning walk-off sack fly from Caleb Durbin to sweep the Red Sox 6-5. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Durbin had 2 hits, Sal Frelick had a 4-hit day, and Jake Bowers homered in the win. Other finals in the majors today, Cleveland beat the Dodgers 7-4, Tigers 4, Giants 3, Tampa Bay down the Twins 5-0, White Sox over the Mets 9-4. Packers will open training camp on Wednesday, July 23rd. They'll hold their annual family night scrimmage on Saturday, August 2nd, before opening the 3-game preseason a week later at home against the Jets. More NBA playoff action tonight as Oklahoma City can eliminate Minnesota in Game 5 from OKC. Thunder up 3-1 in the series. In the NHL, Florida visits Carolina for Game 5 tonight. The Panthers wrap up the series with a victory tonight. Wisconsin women's volleyball team will face 6 teams in their non-conference schedule that played in last season's NCAA tournament. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Baseball playoff brackets are out, plus the state softball hits record goes down. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This will be an incredibly busy week of high school postseason action, with Tuesday night alone featuring track and field regionals, boys tennis sub-sectionals, boys and girls lacrosse regional play, and the continuation of softball regional action. All of those will continue with additional postseason play Thursday and or Friday. The high school baseball season is winding down also, and the WIAA has now released the playoff brackets for all the divisions, featuring the seeds and matchups for every team. In softball action last week, Reedsburg senior Kylie Molitor broke the state record for most hits in a career, surpassing the old record of 204. She'll attend Wisconsin to play for the Badgers softball team next year. Speaking of Reedsburg, the Beavers baseball team secured an outright Badger small conference title with a pair of wins over McFarland last week, the third straight year they've won a league championship. The Oak Creek baseball team had quite the week. On Thursday, Ryan Buchta struck out 13 in a 7-inning perfect game against Kenosha Bradford, the first in school history. A day later, head coach Scott Holler recorded his 500th career victory leading the Knights. Oak Creek sits atop the Southeast Conference standings with three huge games this week against Kenosha Tremper, who is just a game behind. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Results from the Spring 2025 statewide conservation hearings are now available. I'll tell you where you can find these complete results on the DNR website when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced that the 2025 spring hearing questions and results are now available. Just more than 9,000 people responded to the 2025 spring hearing questionnaire, either in person on April 14th or online in mid-April. Questions included topics ranging from fishing bag limit changes to extending the fall turkey hunting season in specific zones. The full list of questions and results is available on the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search spring hearing results. These annual spring hearings are an opportunity for the public to provide input on a wide array of natural resources related proposed rule change questions presented by the DNR, plus advisory questions from the Conservation Congress. Public input received through the process is advisory to the State Natural Resources Board and DNR staff. Again, you can see the results at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Spring Hearing Results.
From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back?
If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated showers this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight, to low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a pop-up storm and highs in the mid-70s. Heating up into the 80s for Friday and this weekend. Lots of sunshine and it stays dry. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 55 right now.
So is the market still playing a little bit on the rumors of yesterday? And what does that mean for the cash and this market cycle we've seen on the cattle? We're going to find out. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. You're listening to the American Ag Network. And joining us is Kyle Bumstead. So, Kyle, you know, yesterday the markets kind of really played off on all that rumor chatter until they found out there was no beef in that pudding, shall we say. So now what? How is this market going to move forward?
That's a good question, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back on. Yeah, the rumor yesterday about the New World Screwworm in Missouri, put out by that radio station or whatever, and then USDA came out and said, no, it's not true. What a day it was. We had over an $8 range in feeders on Tuesday, and fats had a $5 range. And, feeders today here on Wednesday trading down anywhere from 2 to 230, 240, almost $2.50 across the board here. Had a decent, almost a $4 range here, or had a red at a $4 range here in these feeder cattle again here today. And the live cattle, they've traded a $2.25 range here today, too. So big ranges. The question is did we kind of hurt the bull psyche on this market? And I think we may have maybe put a little bit of a questionable some question into the minds of the bulls here, given the fact that we saw that kind of move yesterday on very thin volume. It was pretty thin volume and on a headline like that. So, question is, when you look at it, I think that when we look at it here, the funds are probably going to be looking at liquidating here if we take out yesterday's lows here on that 291, 292 area here in this August feeder contract.
So on the flip side of that, we've got the end of month weighing in on everything. We've got the first report that came out with conditions. Some say they weren't surprised at what we saw. Others kind of shocked at the process that we're at for both corn and beans at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's the 28th of May. If we were sitting here the 15th of June, I'd be a little bit more concerned, but I'm not worried about crop ratings. I mean, it's a beauty contest. I mean, once we get the combines in there this fall, then we'll kind of know where we're sitting with things. But if the trade was really concerned about things and where things were at right now, we'd see the back month spreads really pick up. Like the East of March, we'd see some bull spreading there, but obviously the commercials are happy with the size of the crop that we've got coming on. They're not worried about ratings because we've got 15 cents carry in this East contract, March contract, and corn. And on the soybeans here, we look at that note, the Jan, we're sitting at 13.25 cents. We're about unchanged on that spread for today. And the Jan to March is actually building a little bit of carry today. So longer term, it looks like the non-commercial, the funds are saying, okay, yeah, we're happy with the size of the crop that's coming on, or we're not expecting any sort of massive trade deals to be moving any substantial amounts of grain anytime real soon.
Anything else that you want to be factoring into this market as we kind of wrap up, hard to believe, the month of May?
Yeah, I'm gonna actually be watching here what happens here with the Commitments Traders Report here over the next week or two here on this feeder cattle and live cattle side of things here. Due to the fact that when we saw the report here, and this would be as of last Tuesday, not yesterday, the previous Tuesday, the non-commercial length of this feeder cattle complex was sitting here. They were about a little over 50% of the open interest here on the long side in this feeder market. So when I look at it, you know, I've got to say, you know, there's anything that could happen here. If they want to hit the exit button, they can. And like I said, they'd look to get long a lot lower than where we were at yesterday on our lows. So we do have some blue sky below this market should this thing want to, you know, roll over, which could possibly happen. Also on the live cattle side of things here, I am looking at slaughter pace here as we wrap up the month of May and looking at those, you know, I think that the packers eventually trying to get themselves some captive supply here and maybe get not necessarily captive supply, but get some supply built up here in the front end of this market and, you know, maybe to put some leverage back in their pocket because they've kind of had to answer the feeder here for the last few weeks. And it's not going to surprise me if they're going to try and get some supply built up in front of them here. We're feeding these cattle big and they're heavy and we're at record weights. And that's one of those things here we got to kind of watch out here, and we could lose some leverage here if that does happen.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much, Kyle. Kyle Bumstead joining us today to break down this market wrap-up on a Wednesday on the American Ag Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 398, June 401, July 404, new crop 384. Cash beans 964, June 969, July 974, new crop 948. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 419, June, July 413, new crop 393.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 422, June 423, August 415, new crop 394. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 401, new crop 393, cash and June beans 978, new crop 962. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and June corn 407, new crop 393, cash and June beans 963, new crop 952. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 424, June 425, July 426, new crop 404, cash beans 1010, June 1014, July 1015, new crop 979. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 395, June 399, new crop 389, cash beans 979, June 979, new crop 965. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 204 to 233, Holstein fed cattle 175 to 201, market cows 110 to 159, bulls 150 to 189, calves at 500 to 1410, beef steers 212 to 560, Holstein steers 190 to 495. Sheep markets, light lambs 267 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets does 420 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 218 to 230, finished beef heifers 218 to 227, finished dairy steers 190 to 205.50, market cows 114 to 134, market bulls 162 to 193. Hog markets, market hogs 55 to 80, light sows 51 to 62, heavy sows 56.50 to 65, boars 19.50 to 40. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, Titan wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. It's been just over a week since highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, was detected on a chicken farm in Brazil. Since then, several of that country's large trading partners have issued restrictions, and American growers might be poised to benefit. I'll be back with more after this.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
The confirmation of highly pathogenic avian influenza on a commercial farm in Brazil's southern state of Rio Grande do Sul has triggered swift global reaction. Several key poultry buyers have imposed restrictions on exports from that country, and China has gone a step further, suspending imports of raw poultry from all of Brazil, a country that supplied over a third of the world's poultry exports last year. The timing could be significant here for U.S. poultry producers. According to Greg Tyler, president of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, quote, "We stand a good opportunity to regain some market share." He told Meeting Place that buyers in China are already exploring other suppliers and U.S. exporters are on their radar. But there's a catch. Tyler points out that non-tariff trade barriers remain a major hurdle. Under a 2020 regionalization agreement, China was supposed to lift poultry bans state by state 90 days after a virus is cleared. Now, that hasn't happened. Today, 42 U.S. states remain banned from shipping raw poultry to China, including major producers like Georgia, Alabama, and Texas. Still, any opening in Brazil's global market presence could offer short-term gains. Last year, China imported $490 million worth of U.S. poultry, mostly chicken feet, but that's less than half of the 1.1 billion peak imports reached in 2022. Brazil has asked Beijing to apply a more targeted, regional approach to bans, but so far, China has maintained its nationwide halt on Brazilian raw poultry. For U.S. producers, this creates a window. Markets like Japan, the EU, and the Middle East, concerned with product reliability and disease control, may turn to American poultry to fill shortfalls. And with summer demand ramping up at home, stronger export interest could help support broiler prices here in the U.S. I'll be back with more after this.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Agriculture officials in Brazil are working to contain the HPAI outbreak that has disrupted trade with buyers around the world. But in the meantime, American poultry producers have a rare opportunity to expand their market share, especially if diplomatic efforts can clear the way. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated showers this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight, to low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a pop-up storm and highs in the mid-70s. Heating up into the 80s for Friday and this weekend. Lots of sunshine and it stays dry. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 55 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, he don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just
tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off, but watching your baby home. need this menu. No, I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's leave. Now, honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts onto mine that our night out of the house ain't gonna last too long. When all you can think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow. Where you wanna go, and if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah,
you know.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. Been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. Know my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi. My temporary ticket to anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Call it what you want, I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights to go and nonstop. No work at all. Till Monday. Yeah.
wanna do. Be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend. Call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock. 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all. To be me till Monday.
Down old 2 mile hill, tennis shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It took a little time to get up to speed, find the confidence and the strength I'd need to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt I'd fly. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It doesn't take much, just a smile. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. Look hard. No hands.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy. Keep it.